Hello?
Hello?
Hey, hello?
Hey, who is this, mama?
Yeah, it's me.
I'm in therapy. I'm in the bathroom changing my clothes.
Oh, man, thank you, mama, for coming, man. We're supposed to have some more people joining us. I know it's been a couple of weeks since we ain't had Greek people. Like, what's going on?
Yeah. It's okay.
But
They're fine.
we the only two people out here right now? Anybody else out here? Huh?
I said, I'm on here.
Anybody else on here? Oh, this is Jeremiah. What's up, bro? What up, bro? How you been?
I've been good.
I've been good.
Oh, yeah. What's good looking like for you? How you doing over there, out there?
You know, I'm blessed and highly favored. That's all all I can say.
Blessed and highly favored. I'm gonna need you to elaborate on that. Don't get a little bit. You know, is you seeing God move in your life?
Yeah. No, just
yeah.
Taking the one. Hey.
One day at a time. I know that's right. Seems like we got joined by somebody else.
Sister Hawanda.
Hey, Sister Hawanda, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you? How's everybody?
Man, I'm good.
Good.
Jeremiah was just saying he was blessed and hot in flavor. You know, I'm trying to see, you know. Give us an example of how God moving in your life, Jeremiah.
I know that's right.
Little big bro. I say, could you give us an example of how God is moving in your life? You say you blessed and highly favored.
You know where you. He wakes me up every morning and my family, you know, that's a blessing in itself. And, you know, I got a credit repair business. You know, I got a credit repair business that's, you know, starting to take off. I'm about to get into Turo, get a business name, LL, all that. So,
well, hallelujah.
I know, that's right, too. That's what's up. I still need to link up with him. That's right. Jeremiah got a credit business, Sister Hawanda. If you need or know people that need their credit repair,
I could find somebody. You know, I'm good. Look, that's a praise report in itself. Mine 700 something. So,
oh,
hey,
you got it going on.
I need that type of credit.
Yeah, my credit score is
like 7. No, it's not. I'm gonna have him working on my stuff, man. Put some stuff in order, though. But how your week been going?
It's been going great. Bible study was great yesterday. Just started, like, we teach the kids double dutch at the elementary school. So when it feels like you're giving back or, you know what I'm saying, doing something in that area, it's always rewarding for me, you know.
I know that's right, too, man. My bad about yesterday. I had went back to sleep on the line. I'm like, I can't be over here like that, man. I was knocked out. My days be like 15-hour days sometimes. I don't be knowing. Where the time be going, it just be gone, but
yes, gotta give yourself some grace, you know.
No, I'm pretty sure it was good though. But what do you say you volunteering at?
We do double dutch at the schools. So like we do, I've done like three elementary schools this week, three different schools, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We go for an hour and teach the kids double dutch. And then, you know, I do the Bible study with the JRC kids on Tuesdays, stuff too like that. So, and then I'm also in the process of preparing for our next Safe Space series, too. So I know you were saying that you can connect and get some men to come out for that. So we'll chop it up about that. How you doing?
This is Trina.
How you doing, sir? Nice to meet you.
From Ohio.
That's what's up, sister. It sounds like you just got joined by somebody else. Could you say your name? You know?
Hey, y'all. Hey, it's me, Jeanette.
Hey, sister.
Boy. How y'all doing?
Hey,
sister Jeanette. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I say, how you doing?
Oh, I ain't get that part. I'm all right. I'm a little pain, but I'm all right.
Okay. Just a little prayer won't knock you out. Mama, sister Happy, how your week been?
Hello? What's your name, baby?
Yes, I said, how your week been?
Well, baby, just trying to deal with myself and to get my ability back, my mobility. I'm going through this weight loss thing and just trying to keep my mind on track. You know, because the devil is really playing with our minds. And I lost my mind today about 3-4 times. But God brought it back. He brings it back. Hallelujah. He brings it back.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We got to cover our minds. Because the enemy is after our mind. He can't give me no more with the crack and with the drinking and with the this and that. So he attacks the mind.
Testify.
I'm not staying conscious no more. So I'm not staying conscious. So he can't get me with that. Glory be to God. But I'm going to tell you something. You got to cover your mind because the enemy is after our mind. And if you're not strong, I tell you, you will lose it. I'm telling you, you would, because I've lost mine about 3-4 times today already. But God didn't go to that. So I thank God for Jesus. I thank him for
Hallelujah.
Jesus. I thank him for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord God, because he's a good God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Hallelujah.
But I'm not gonna take it over because this is God's doing. But I just thank God and continue to pray for me and my family as I pray for y'all. Cause we got to lift each other up and encourage each other because this is the day of doom, you know. So even though the world has got so much going on, but it's some good stuff going on behind the scenes.
Absolutely. That's it. And that's where we got to place our focus. He wants us to focus on the negative, what's happening, you know, that's negative, and that's how he drains us and robs us. But if we got to put our mind on that one positive thing, that's what we got to feed so it can flourish and it can override everything.
Hallelujah.
It sounds like we just got joined by somebody else. Did you pronounce your name if you just joined the call?
Press.
Oh, how you doing, Brother Fred?
I'm all right. How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm all right, man. I'm blessed, man. I'm glad you came out, man. How your week been, brother?
Oh man, you know, it's been a good week overall, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's always gonna hit you with a little something, but I think for the most part if you just you know, do your best, you know what I'm saying, you'll be all right.
For real, you definitely right about what my mama was just saying about the devil playing with your mind and stuff, and that's really what I wanted to talk about tonight. You know what I mean? It's the devil just playing with your mind. But I wanted to, before we start talking or whatever, I wanted to open up a prayer. Mama, you want to open us up? It's just good to start out.
Hallelujah. I'm in therapy, y'all, and I'm getting dressed to leave. So wait, let me seat myself.
If you can't do it, I'll do it.
No, I want to do it. I just got to sit down.
Hallelujah.
God, I come to you right now in the name of Jesus. I ask you to come into this meeting, Lord God, because this is your meeting in the name of Jesus. And Father, I ask you, Father God, to just be with us and on ourselves and protect our minds, Lord God, protect the people around us in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, and continue to do the work that you started. Finish the work that you started.
Hallelujah. Perfect.
Bless our business. Oh, bless our finances. Bless everything around us, Lord God. Because if it's in you, Father God, as long as we do what you ask us to do, in Jesus' name, everything is going to be all right. As long as we put you first, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
I
want to
thank everybody for showing up tonight and calling in, man. It's very definitely appreciated. You know, Ma, I think that's your phone.
And what are you doing? What are you doing?
It's like people talking in the background.
Oh, that ain't my phone. Ain't nobody on this phone but me. And I'm in the bathroom putting on my clothes.
Yeah, no, I don't hear it no more. But yeah, no, I definitely want to thank everybody for coming out tonight, man, and calling in, man. I apologize for the last 3 weeks. It's just been kind of crazy, for real, man, on my end. You know, it kind of put me in the mindset of what my mama was talking about. It's like, you know, you got to guard your mind, man, and the devil just be busy playing with your mind, and you'll really lose your mind, man. You just got to be able to come back, especially if you're not. You know, and man, he just been busy, and I can relate to that. You know, I've been just trying to stay strong within it all. And some days it's good than others. I think it's a little bit more harder on me because I know that other people look for me to encourage. You know, it also helps me to encourage myself too, though. You know what I mean? A lot of times when we pour into other people, man, and just thinking about everybody on the phone, a lot of us pour into other people, you know what I mean? And we be needing that extra pouring back. Hello, can you guys hear me?
Yes.
A lot of us on this call pour into other people, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of times we be needing to be poured in too, because not all the time, you know, we be wanting to be stand up and be leaders in. You know what I'm saying? We be, you know, it may just not be our day that day. You know what I'm saying? That's what my mama was saying about, you know, she'll lose her mind. You know, you'll have to come back to it, and I can relate to that. You know what I mean? But it's like, I just want to get to the point to where I'm sick of losing my mind now. You know what I'm saying? A lot of little stuff, you know what I'm saying? Stuff that I think I beat myself up. I think I beat myself up more for a lot of stuff, especially when I see that I lost my man, or I didn't probably did something that was just like, not like a man of God. You know what I mean? Like, that just was not like a man of God, AB. You know what I mean? And I gotta check myself on a constant basis. You know what I'm saying? And reevaluating everything that's going around me, my decision making, you know what I'm saying? People around me, the things that I'm doing, the things that I'm seeing, you know what I mean? And I think that's always, that's a 24-hour job, because if you don't, man, and you don't stay strong, man, you know what I mean? The devil just going to play with your mind. And that's what I wanted to talk about tonight. So is anybody else experiencing these type of things, or am I like the only one?
What I want to say is, I've learned to cover my conscious and unconscious state, because you can feel like you're doing your best while you woke, but the enemy will come in your dreams, in your sleep, and this is a spiritual fight. This is what I didn't realize, that this is so spiritual, and this is strong warfare. We ain't wrestling against flesh and blood. This against principalities. So it's like the enemy is shooting his best shot, but we have to stay on our post. I'm telling you, in constant prayer and meditation, focusing on the right things and being intentional about not putting ourselves in those places, people, or things. Literally, because this ain't no time to play. Like, this is literally a fight for your life. We in a fight for our life.
You right, sister, especially when you said, especially when you said intentionally putting ourselves in a way, and I definitely try to be mindful about that. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Is that Brother
Hang up on them certain phone calls where you know ain't got, because like you say, think about, you more vulnerable when you depleted. When you're the one that pours out like that, you leave yourself more vulnerable. So if you don't, that's why you got to be intentional, because you would end up going someplace or allowing somebody to let something enter in. And we have to remember, all we got to do is give the enemy an inch and he going to take a mile. He don't need no big space. It's just like a rat or a mice don't have bones that can squeeze through the smallest holes. He don't need no big gap. He don't need the door fully open. All he needed is to do is be cracked.
A little bit.
Amen. Amen.
That sounds like Sister Donna.
Hey.
Yes, it is. Amen. And I love what she just said, because she is so right about that. It don't have to be open all the way, just a little bitty crack. And he like rats. Rats and mice don't have no bones, so they just literally squeeze in up under those little bittiest cracks. So, amen.
And when you at your most vulnerable, like you say, you being poured out, now you empty, but you need somebody to pour back into you. But you got to realize, you got to put yourself in a place where you covered and you shielded when you like that. Because if you still out there like you got the full armor on, you know what I'm saying? When you know that you know what I'm saying? You exhausted, but you still operating like you full, you know what I'm saying, or giving from the overflow, and you not. So that's why it's intentional to say, hey, nope, I need my cup filled back up, because I know that I'm in a vulnerable state and I can easily miss something.
Amen.
My guard's down. I'm off my square. You know what I'm saying?
I definitely be having to recognize that stuff. Like, one of my sayings is that if I know I'm intentionally doing something wrong, I'm not going to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I just feel like you definitely open yourself up more like that when you intentionally
do it.
You know what I mean? And I try to not intentionally do things, because I believe in karma.
Me
you know
too.
What I'm saying? I believe in bad things happen to you under the act that you just intentionally doing something, knowing you was bogus, but thinking you finna get away with it. You know what I mean? And that's a lot of times I try to forgive me for my sins that I have committed that was not like him. Because a lot of times we'll do things thinking that, oh, there wasn't nothing too much or this much. But in reality, it is.
Right.
And, sin is a sin. And I just feel like we just got to be more conscious of that. But Brother Perez, have you been experiencing, like, you know, just the devil just trying to mess with your mind and, you know what I mean, knock you off your square?
Oh, yeah, man, you know. Definitely. You know, even in the workplace, you know what I'm saying? And like you say, it's like you know better, you know what I'm saying? You could do it, you know what I'm saying? But you know better. So you super bogus, you know what I'm saying? So then in situations like that, you know what I'm saying? I just, you know, hit him with the Lord's Prayer, you know what I'm saying? And try to, you know, try to get back on point. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all you can do, man. And really not beating yourself up about it. You know what I mean? Jeremiah, do you feel like you experience things like that?
Yeah, you know, it happens sometimes. You just gotta stay focused on it.
Mm-hmm.
What you say? Just stay focused.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's up, man. You definitely do, man. Staying focused is the key, I believe it is. Self-evaluation, I feel like it's always the key too, though. Cause yeah, the devil will play with our mind. Other people will try to knock us off our square. You know what I mean? You know it don't be nobody but the enemy. But at the same time, keeping yourself grounded, even when you fall. And mess up, like, man, dang, I messed up right there. I should have did that. And evaluate that and checking yourself about that so that it doesn't happen again or repeatedly. That's my thing that I'm, like, trying to work on. You know what I'm saying? Because you really don't learn from something if you steady repeat the thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, Sister Jeanette, what's your opinion? Sister Jeanette. She must not hear me. Hello?
We can't hear her at all.
Sister Donna, what about you?
In my opinion? Like I said, I agree with, who was that, Sister Wanda, who was talking about letting them creep in? Yes, I agree with her 100%. I would say the same exact thing. When we are letting our guards down, we become vulnerable once we empty ourselves out. And then, yeah, we have to have a refueling. So I really do agree with her.
Yeah, my blessing more so, I don't know, I've been experiencing a lot of stuff on my little journey, like, you know, it wasn't so much like that in the beginning for me. You know what I'm saying? I just felt like I was just so much on fire that I had a lot of overload in me. You know what I'm saying? So it was just like, well, you know, I could just take it from the overload. You know, but then I started noticing different type of attacks, you know, that'll come within, like, people that'll be real close to me. You know what I mean? And it was like, okay, I noticed this. I see you, enemy. You know what I mean? And I try to maneuver through that. But then it'd be like that button. And then it'd be like, man, ADY.
Yeah, because you focusing on doing good. Exactly. That's why the enemy be mad as hell when you decide to do what's right. You know what I'm saying? And then he see change after change and transformation after transformation. He's shooting his best shot, so he ain't gonna stop doing his job. you couldn't even tell or detect them when, like you said, when you was overflowing. You know what I'm saying? It's like when you, it's your first love, you know what I'm saying? And it's just exuding on everything. You got blinders on, you know what I'm saying? You have them blinders, but you super full to where you overflowing. But now it's, like you said, it's intentional to where people try to drain you on purpose. You realize the energy vampires, because a lot of people don't want to see you change. And then the enemy will use anybody. He'll use the closest people to you, because he knows that if it's somebody out in the world, you really don't care. But when it's somebody that you're close to, you know what I'm saying, you will be more easily affected by it. So when you was talking about those buttons that can be pushed and stuff like that, that's what he do. So we have to even be even more on guard on identifying the enemy, because I'm telling you, he crafty. He ain't just coming in the natural. That's why I got testimonies of how I have to spiritual warfare in my sleep, come up out of my sleep and rebuke the enemy, because he'll come in your unconscious state as well.
Yeah, no, you're right about that too. Yeah. I really don't notice that, like, in my sleep, but I definitely notice it, like, in the world, you know what I'm saying, and with people, you know. And for a second, I kept a lot of people that was close to me, like, man, you not changed, you know what I'm saying, you still gonna be that same person, you know what I mean? And it's like, no, man, you know what I'm saying, like, no, I am, you know what I mean? Like, no, I'm not that person. You know what I'm saying? And, like, it just was
the
like,
way you identify, let me just, everybody on this line is grown, so I'm going to be transparent, because we should be open books to, you know, our sisters and brothers anyway, because it's a testimony. So because I practice abstinence, that's the way the enemy will try to come with a dream, with sex in my dreams and stuff like that. And in your dreams, you shouldn't be having those kind of dreams regardless, because you coming in agreement with something that's not the Most High. So these are things, it might be happening, but just so you can identify, you know what I'm saying? You think it's not happening, because wet dreams and all of that stuff ain't supposed to be normal. That's not no normal thing. You know what I'm saying? That's you coming into agreement with demons in your sleep doing stuff like that.
Wow, I didn't know that. I didn't even think of it like that, but you're right, though.
Yes, you see, that's what he'll trick you. But when you get to a certain, you know what I'm saying, stage, that's why I said, let me openly share, because people can think they fine in their dreams and in their sleep, like, oh, that ain't happening to me. Well, let me just explain a little bit, you know.
Yeah,
because it definitely. It's deep, eating in your dreams or being fed something in your dreams, the spiritual realm is wicked. We fighting against those principalities, and I'm telling you, when you striving to do your best, when I'm intentional about not watching certain shows, because I know, you know, I don't need to be triggered in no kind of way for what I'm headed to. You know what I'm saying? And he coming in all those ways. He just looking for a small, that little crack, because it ain't got to be no full open door, I'm telling you. A way to rob you of your destiny, I'm telling you. So if I
that's how he's slithering
that
in.
Thing, so I'm literally coming up out of my sleep like, no, I rebuke you. You know what I'm saying? Dead serious.
No, you right, though, sister, for real. You definitely do. I be trying to watch little stuff like that, like notice my triggers, because we all got triggers if we sit down and think about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's your trigger? You know, and a lot of times, I'll be honest with myself, but it takes with being really honest with yourself. And sometimes, honesty, I ain't going to say sometimes, all the time, it hurts, but you got to be so for real with yourself. You know what I'm saying? I feel like cause that's the only way you're going to be able to get to the cure of your problem. It's really being honest with yourself.
That's true.
You know, I be just watching that man triggers, man, and I list him, and I will watch it, and I be like, nope, that's a trigger for me. You know what I'm saying? Nope, this is a trigger for me. You know what I mean? And just being conscious about it, because if you doing it intentionally, I think the repercussions of it is so gonna be so bad, worse than the repercussions of something of you not, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, that's just something that not giving you a password or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But God know our hearts, though. You know what I mean? I really do feel like that, you know, and I just try not to intentionally do stuff for real, man. That's all.
No, that definitely makes sense.
Yeah, man, the enemy definitely been messing with me, man. Even with the motivation stuff, you know what I'm saying? It's like, man, you know, and I try to drown myself into listening to other people. You know what I'm saying? When they talking, like, I can hear a powerful person. You know what I mean? Like, man, they, you know, they talking some real knowledge. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes the person could not even be like a famous person that I hear on the TV or, you know what I'm saying? A lot of us got power in us, man. And I sit mm-hmm. back and listen to people. You know what I mean? A lot of people.
I believe
like,
that.
Because I motivate people all the time. Like, I sit back and get motivated too. You know what I mean? I sit back and I have my days too. Like, man, I don't feel like this. And you know what I'm saying? But then I got to push myself. Like, you know what I mean? Like, last night I got up after being tired. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, you missed last week Bible study. Get in there this week. You know what I mean? And I tried to get up and listen to it. You know what I'm saying? And try to engage, but man, I just been so tired with stuff. It's like, man, look how the enemy easily slipped in, and you know what I'm saying? And I was right back to sleep. I woke up to the apostle calling me. You know what I mean? Wait, hold on, I'm on the phone. Yeah, I woke up to the apostle calling me, asking, was everything okay? I'm like, yeah, man, I just been super tired. You know what I'm saying? And that's another thing I've been really thinking about is taking care of my body, man, because we is getting old out here. How y'all feeling about that?
It's our temple. We responsible for it. It ain't about the outward. It's literally inside out. Like, literally, we are what we eat.
Mm-hmm.
I've been trying to train myself that health is your wealth.
Yeah. That's fact.
Health is your wealth.
But,
who said that?
Because you can have all the money in the world. But if you don't take care of your body, you won't be able to enjoy it.
That's right.
Who said health? Who said health?
I did. Journey from Texas. I'm Mojo's friend.
Okay. How you doing, Journey?
But that's what I've been trying to I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. Because if you think about it, that's really what we got now. If we don't have the health, even if we did have the wealth, it ain't doing no good.
Exactly.
You're
too sick
to enjoy it. You're too mm-hmm. sick to enjoy it. You're either giving it all to the doctor trying to stay alive. So health, that is going to be the top of your wealth. Before the money, you got to be healthy. You got to take care of yourself. And this food and stuff that they got out here, we really need to rethink what we're doing, what we're putting in our bodies. And get off of this traditional stuff and try to learn what's going on right now. And pay attention to what they feed us.
Yeah, no, you're right. That's what I've been trying to pay attention to. I haven't did it yet, so I ain't going, but it's been at my forefront. You know what
That's
I mean?
Right.
Like, I feel like you are what you think about too. Hold on, guys. Get off the bike. There's no bikes right now. Get off the bike.
So, my pastor at my church had us do a 10-day fast. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
had us do a 10-day Daniel fast. I did it for 12 days. I didn't think I was going to make it past 3 days. But after doing it, I realized that, yeah, you're right. A lot of things we are putting in our body does have effect on the way we really feel. Once I stopped eating the meat, I actually lost 10 pounds within a week and a half. I was like, are you serious? So, you know, I felt much better, less tired, more energetic. Yeah, I could say that. When I went back
to eating meat. Mind.
Mm-hmm, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I thought you were done. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. When I went back to eating meat, I found myself, but like you, AD, I started running and doing a whole lot of things, staying busy, and I missed a few Bible studies myself, but I have my brother-in-law now. I picked up on helping my family, trying to, you know, take care of his health because he, like I said, he had a couple of brain surgeries and now he's in a nursing home. Different things happening and we got to keep checking on him. So by the time like I'm noticing Bible study roll around, I am trying to wait for it, and then I'm waking up afterwards. I'm like, this is crazy. So I looked at that, and I thought, you're kind of right. I'm like, the devil has a way of playing tricks on you, because how come I was sleeping during Bible study time, and all of a sudden now I'm awake again and all energetic? I'm like, no, I'm going in this time. You're not going to keep making me miss it, you know. So,
yeah,
I'm looking at that.
Play with you like that.
Yeah, I'm looking at
Even with me, with listening to sermons now, like, I used to be so sharp on, like, listening to, like, watching Jesus movies and stuff like that, man. And I've been having to rebuke this spirit that's in me, you know what I'm saying? Because it's almost like, you know, I wouldn't want to do it. You know what I mean? And it's like, wait, what's going on? You know what I mean? Like, you need to, like, evaluate what's going on. Sometimes I'll force myself to listen to it, even the music, the Bible, all of that, and I know it ain't nobody but the enemy that's trying to play with me. You know what I mean? Like, y'all know what it is, but I've been rebuking that spirit. Seriously, because it's a spirit, and I can feel it, and I don't like it.
I just want to say, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that now, because if the spirit thinking that, oh, he going to leave, or he going to just go back, or, like, no, like, it's a fight. Like, I'm literally fighting myself in my flesh. You know what I'm saying? Like, literally. Like, it's a fight. You know, because it's so easy to just be like, man, forget it. Man, forget it. Go ahead, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, I'm like, no. You know, like, no, listen to this. No, play this. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, do you want to put this in the situation?
Yeah, you know I do. Yeah. No, go ahead, sister.
I wanted to say that our gut is connected to our mental health too. When I was saying we are what we eat, when we eat meat is dead, you know, so we wonder why we feel tired and sluggish, because we eating something that's dead, you know. And and then also it's your gut. If you sometimes we have to do gut cleansers because it's connected to your mental health. The food is really bad for us that they have here in America. So even that can cause us to have, I'm telling you, mental health issues when you eat in certain ways and everything like that. Because I'm sure when a lot of people start eating clean, their mind is more clear. Anybody on the line, like you say you did the Daniel fast with that Sister Donna?
Yeah, I did get a couple of fasts.
Yeah,
I
did that Daniel fast.
That your mind is more clear as well.
Yep, I'm telling you, you did. I mean, waking up felt better. Yes. Yeah, we couldn't even eat fish at the time. So once I started back eating, I did start off kind of slow. I didn't go straight back to all the chicken I was eating and the steak. I started off with fish. And it did. It made me feel a lot better. So, yes, I can say that.
Yeah, our gut is connected to our mental health too. That's like our second mind, like, and we don't realize that our gut is connected to our mental health, which means it's about what we're putting in our bodies as well.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, you're right about that, sister. I need to start watching that. Mm-hmm. Like, man, you got to get off back into your health. Got to get back into fasting, and a lot of stuff is repetitive in my mind. You know, I don't be just like talking about it to just keep talking about it. Like sometimes Janetta look at me like that, but it'd be like I talk about things to keep it like you are what you think about. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I like to think about stuff, and I like to talk about irrelevant stuff and stuff that I'm dealing with, or stuff that I need to do. You know what I'm saying? Besides thinking about old stuff or just stuff that doesn't suit me. You know what I'm saying? I like that. You know, it's like you are what you think about, man. And I try to stay thinking about something positive, something productive, something what we doing, you know, something we need to be doing. You know what I mean? Like, it always, I feel like that, because I feel like once you let your mind just drift on other stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like gossiping about people, you know what I'm saying? Or thinking about the next person. Like, I feel like that's when self-consciously you started acting off that, you know what I'm saying? And you're not so sharp as what you should be, you know what I mean? And like writing down goals, that's another thing that I need to do. You know what I mean? Because I haven't done that since moving back to Madison area. You know, it's like right down goes. You know what I'm saying? Like, and just trying to remember everything that got me here. You know why the devil trying to play with my mind and make me feel like, oh, man, you know, just to get this. Like, no. You know what I'm saying? I'm finna keep doing what I've been doing. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And we line it right up with the word. He said he'll keep us in perfect peace if we keep our minds on him. We have to take it really back to the word. I'm telling you, our peace comes from keeping our mind on him and the things about his kingdom and building his kingdom. That's where our peace comes from.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right, baby. That's right.
Mm-hmm. But the enemy will try to make us forget what we already know. So we just got to be reminded. Look, hey, when I know my mind going left, let me put on some worship music. And then that's the thing is, we have to know when we have our outlets, we have to be not afraid to reach out to somebody and connect, because sometimes we done got in contact with something that's too powerful for one person to pray off. He said one will put 1,000 and two will put 10,000. Sometimes you need help for people to intercede on your behalf, because them demons, they come, you know, they come strong. They doing their job. And you got to be able to confess that thing and say, hey, look, I need you to come in agreement with me. We need to touch and agree so that this thing can go, because you can find yourself, you've been praying all along, and it ain't good. No, because you done swept the house clean, and then, you know what I'm saying, you have that little one vulnerable spot, and then they done brought seven more right along with it, but you need some help. That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. No, you're definitely right about that, sister. And I'm always not good at when, you know, want to reach out, or, you know what I'm saying? I'm more so like, I'm like the hibernation type of part. Like, I like to hibernate until I get myself right. You know what I'm saying? Because I always feel like at the end of the day, it's you
that's
going
the enemy,
through it.
Though. That's the enemy, though, that'll put you in there. And I get what you're saying 100% of the time, because what I was going to ask everybody is what they think about triggers. Our triggers ain't nothing but our responsibility. We can't blame our triggers on nobody. When we are triggered, that's the place for us to address. What is it in that area where I need to grow, or something that I can tweak or change? Because we shouldn't have triggers. If we casting all our cares upon him and we ain't taking nothing personal, it all lines right back up to the words. However, we do, because those things need to be worked out of us. And those are the signs when we have triggers of where we need the help. So we don't need to ignore them or pacify them or band-aid them. No, it's time for us to address them.
Address them and get rid of them. That's right. And you won't see them, or you won't realize them. That's right. You won't realize that you really got them until you address them and somebody sit and talk to you about it.
Right.
You talk to somebody about it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So sometimes they have to come out. Unless, you know, you can walk around. A lot of times we walk around and say, I don't know what's wrong with me. It'd be those triggers that you having in the back of your thoughts, and they be messing with you. Then all of a sudden they come out, and you be like, now where'd that come from again? I just thought I did that. You got to address that thing. You got to talk about it. You got to get it out.
Or we blame other people, like, oh, they did this to me. No, they ain't did nothing to you. They reminded you of something that happened 20 years ago. And it came up for you, but you need to get to the root of that thing so it can come out.
Our
responsibility and the work. People don't want to do the work. That's why they keep on wondering what's going on instead of saying, hey, it's me, and where does this come from? Because that's when you need to sit to yourself when it comes
to
that.
About
other
being
than
truth.
That, the enemy is alive, brother AD. We don't need to close ourselves in, because we ain't nothing without each other. We need each other.
That's right. That's right. And he likes for you to hibernate and close yourself in, because when you do that, that's when he sits and talks with you and makes you think, well, yeah, that's it. Oh, yeah, well, you know they did this, so it ain't your fault. He said that he talks to you and he messed with your mind. That's where all that comes from. And then you be like, well, then sometimes our self-conscious goes, but you could have did that better. Then you're sitting there, and now you're fighting back and forth again, and you're back in the same cycle. So, yeah, definitely come out of it. talk to somebody, deal with it.
And definitely when you're a prayer warrior, I'll be on the prayer line every morning at 5:30 in the morning to about 8 sometime, 7:30 or whatever. And when you praying for everybody else, of course the enemy is going to attack you.
Because you're going to intercede for other people. Yeah. He don't want you to intercede for other people he working on.
Yes. And this is warfare time. That's why I play with nobody. And people think, she say whatever you want to say about me. But one thing I'm not going to do is play with a demon. Because I know how demons look and I know how it smells. It looks just like me and you. Pretty, fine, and all the time it's a damn demon.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus. And that's something we don't really look at. We think, he's cute, she's good, all right, they friendly. And all the time, the devil then sent them to you, and you just welcome in. You just welcome them in your home, and welcome them in your peace, and in your presence. And knowing we need to ask God, why are they here? Lord, what do this mean? That's what I'm doing now. I didn't used to do that. Who is this? Why did this come up? You know, and that's something we just do all the time. That's all I'm going to say.
Nene, what you doing?
Yeah.
We definitely do, man. The enemy has been busy. And I've been seeing him being busy too, man, with other people. And I thought about something happened to this guy, man. He always look at my page, man, and I can tell too when certain people looking at my stuff or what they going through, you know what I'm saying? Because it'll be like certain videos I done posted back in the like few weeks ago, or you know what I'm saying? Like you could tell they just going through them and needing to hear that. You know what I mean? And it was one of these guys that do it, man. And I felt so bogus because I seen he was just on the news for stabbing somebody in the face. Shoot him across his face. And I haven't been on my posts, like, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, most of the time I'll be, like, all day, every day, you know what I'm saying? Post, just to keep it in their face. You know what I'm saying?
Some people need that.
And I haven't been doing that as much. And I just felt so bad because it's like, man, I wonder if I would have been just posting, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
What he needed,
he probably wouldn't even need that. You probably could have made a difference. Yeah, sometimes you can't say that because sometimes maybe you wouldn't have made a difference. But sometimes, you know, they be looking for stuff and they know you, oh, this man, he done post. Let me see what he's saying. Yeah, maybe, you know, but who would ever know? You'll never know.
Cause I see people in public. I just seen somebody yesterday, and he told me that, man, I be watching your Good Morning videos, man. I was just watching it this morning. Some guy I knew back in the day, and I'm like, dang, you know what I'm saying? Because most of the people won't say nothing. You know what I'm saying? Random people come and tell me. Somebody came to me today or yesterday and told me, oh, what happened to the groups? Like, the groups didn't been gone for like 2 weeks, you know what I'm saying? But in the midst of them 2 weeks, and they noticing that, you know what I'm saying? It's like, dang, AD.
Stay on your post.
it's definitely a reminder of all that, you know what I'm saying? And it's like...
Yeah.
Sometimes
think
I
about
like,
it, because it's not just for the people you giving to. It's for you,
right?
Too.
It's
everything
for you too.
Now it'd be for you first. It'd be for us first, you know. And that means you own your father's business. And when you find
yourself
slacking up, know that there's everything that's stopping you from it is distraction.
Mhm. And when you got these people coming at you asking you about it, that's just your father telling you, "I told you, man. Stay on your business. This is your thing. Do it. Keep it. Keep doing it." People be looking for you when you're not out there to feed them. When you're not out there to feed them. Yeah.
Especially every time when I feel like, man, you know what? I ain't going to do nothing else no more. I'm going to just, man, you know what I'm saying? every time when I do that, man, it's always like a reminder, like, nope, you're not going nowhere. You thought you was going to get over with that easy. It's like, dang, you know what I'm saying? Like, like sometimes I say that. I ain't going to lie, guys. You know, like, and it's always that reassurance. I promise you, it'd be like, dang, okay, God. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know that what my assignment is, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and I need to just go ahead and just, you know, come to an understanding of it. And I feel like I'm a little rebellious with it.
Yeah.
I feel like I didn't ask for this, though. You know
but
what I'm
you
saying?
Know what? But, you know, you didn't ask for it. But you're lucky because you know, and he keeps showing you and he keeps pulling you back to what your assignment is. A lot of people don't know their assignment. They still waiting and they still standing the gap for others and they still wait, you know, trying to listen and hear what God's saying or lead them to. So they just, we just stay here and we just keep interceding for everybody until he say, okay, this is exactly what I want you to do. You know, I just found out my assignment. It took me away from something that I was really hoping to be done with this semester, you know, and it put me totally somewhere else where I did not know I was going to really be needed, but I was definitely needed at this spot, at this moment. Otherwise, a lot of stuff could have been so wrong, you know, but now I know what my assignment was, you know, and he just started me right back over to where I left off at. It'll happen this fall. So he moved me from one area from the beginning, I say, which was the spring. He moved me out to the fall. So it's going to happen. It's just not going to happen in my time. They say, you want to make God laugh? Tell him your plan. That's, you know, that's what we keep doing, telling him our plan. And he keeps showing us, no, nope, my plan to your plan is not my plan. These are my plans for you. And then you have to think about it. And then after you think about it, you be like, huh? I guess I can laugh at that too because I see it wasn't on my terms. It's on his. So, hey, where we are.
And Brother AD, no, I just want to tell you, like, when you felt like that post and you was like, okay, this was for that person, the post might not have been there, but if the word was encouragement was still in your belly, you supposed to jump in that person inbox. You know what I'm saying? He don't bring that person to your mind like that. You know what I'm saying? The post might would have been for a lot of people, but what he needed was still supposed to come from you. You know what I'm saying? So don't be afraid to go the extra mile and jump in that person's inbox if he lay somebody in your spirit.
Amen. That's
And you know what? And I received that too because I feel like that sometimes with people, and I would be hesitant to jump in their inbox and say something. Seldomly I have done it, but I don't always do it when the spirit moves me to do it, though.
And it's counted as disobedience, so trust yourself. Be obedient.
Yep, be obedient because I'm going to say this. You don't want to find yourself like Jonah. You know, I said that before. And Jonah got swallowed up by a whale, but you may not get swallowed up by a whale. You might get something else out the deal that you don't want and you didn't bargain for. So definitely be obedient when you know, or even if you feel the Holy Spirit telling you to do it, do it. I don't care if you doubt yourself or not, do it. Because I'd rather do it than to not do it and get in trouble, which I have done. So I can tell you from experience, it don't feel good. It don't feel good.
No, man, I'm going to definitely start moving, man, when the Spirit moves me like that, man, but... No, other than that, though, for real, man, because it's almost that time at the 6:30 mark. We want to keep you guys. Then I'm just pulling up at home, too, and everything. But that's really pretty much what I wanted to talk about, man, was, you know, just making sure, you know, we guard our mind, man, and not listen to the thoughts that our mind is telling us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And to keep striving. You know, I would say that. But the floor is definitely open for any more discussion.
Okay. What we have to do is just call the Most High His word, because He said His word won't return to Him void, and that's what's going to move Him more than your emotions. Sometimes we'll go to Him in our emotions, and we can be praying and saying a whole lot of stuff, but when we pray, put His word, send His word back to Him, He got to respond, because He said His word ain't going to return void. So when you have to know something that's not of Him, you say, tell Him, you said, you will keep me in perfect peace if I keep my mind stayed on you. If you got to keep on reciting, you said, this is what you said. This is your word. You know, play it back to Him, because it ain't going to return void.
That's right.
Yes.
Amen. No, and on that note, Sister Hawana, you want to take us out?
Sure, no problem. Yeah, we thank you. We love you. We bless your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise. We count it all joy for when we fall into divers temptation, knowing that the testing of our faith worketh patience. So we thank you for giving us patience on today, patience with ourselves. Hallelujah, that we not condemn ourselves, that we just continue to pick ourselves up when we fall short and shake the dust off of our feet and move forward in you, that we will not become stagnant and stuck on the problem in this season. We will focus on the solution, knowing that you are able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we could ever think or even imagine. So
yes,
I just pray for the minds of your children right now. We come to you and ask you that you cover us and keep us and shield us from the enemy. You said no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us shall be condemned. Hallelujah. You said you'll keep us in perfect peace if we keep our minds stayed on you. Hallelujah. You told us if we resist the devil, he will flee from us. So we just resist you, Satan. You get no victory. You have no dominion or power over us. We know that all power belongs to our Father. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So we thank you that you are the author and finisher of our faith. And everything lies in your hand. So we surrender all to you, knowing that there's nothing too hard for you. And if we have gotten in your way or thought that we could handle any situation, we just ask that you forgive us right now. Forgive us for getting in the way of the plans that you have for our life, because you said you know the plans that you have for our life. Plans to prosper us and hope for a future. And we leaning and depending on you to lead us and guide us in the path of righteousness and holiness, that we walk after the spirit and not after the flesh. Hallelujah. We deny ourselves and we take up our cross and we follow you on today. Hallelujah. We give you permission to lead us and guide us and direct us and order our footsteps and direct our path. We thank you for being a lamp into our feet and a light into our path. We thank you that there's no good thing that you will withhold from us. We thank you that our latter is greater than our former. Thank you that you never seen the righteous forsaken, nor your seed begging bread. So I just thank you for being in the midst of our life, because if you don't move the storm on our behalf, we know that you are in it with us. So I thank you for giving us blessings instead of losses. Hallelujah. And we receive your plan for our life, and we just say we surrender all, because we know that you are able to do anything to fail. So go with us and stand by us. Be with us all week long until we come back together again. Allow your spirit to rest on us like never before. Hallelujah. That we keep our minds stayed on you, knowing that you are the transformer. You said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind. So we receive you on today, hallelujah, and we reject everything else. If there's anything that we have come in agreement with that does not line up with your will, consciously and unconsciously, we consider the contract null and void. Hallelujah. It will not work in our life. And we come out of agreement with it right now. Hallelujah. And we confess that you are Lord of our life on today. Hallelujah. Yes, that we say thank you for being everything that we need, and we thank you that there's nothing missing in you. Thank you that victory already belongs to us, and we forever give you all the glory, honor, and praise. These things we ask you in your son, Yahshua's name. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We consider this prayer done, never to be undone.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yeah, I want to say happy Resurrection Sunday this Sunday to everybody. Happy Good Friday.
Yes.
Until we meet again, may the Lord be with everybody.
Yes. Amen.
Ma'am.
Same to you.
Yeah.
All right now, you guys. Good night.
Good
night.
Good night.
Good night, guys.
Thank you. turn on strength.